Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is James Smith, better known as Bone Crusher around the world. I want to welcome you to this call tonight, and very, very exciting call. Every call is very exciting. We have an awesome guest tonight, and he's been with us many times. He came to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where I live, and I didn't try to, you know, I knew a little bit about this opportunity, but before he got here, and I invited a few people to that first meeting, and I didn't try to explain it. I didn't try to tell them what it was about or anything, and I just invited them, you know, and that's what we do. We introduce, we invite, we share, we plug in, and we do that, we can be real good at this, and while we're trying to learn it, we can make money. So at this time, I'd like to introduce a friend of mine, and we've become friends over the year. He's an evangelist, author, husband, father, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, and much, much more, from Dallas, Texas. Dr. Stan Harris, a.k.a. Dr. Breakthrough. If you're there, take it away, Dr. Breakthrough.
Hey, hey, hey. It's a privilege and a pleasure, a treat and a treasure, a joy beyond measure to be on this call with you tonight. And tonight we've got a very special topic. I'm going to show you a million-dollar strategy. Listen carefully. My lovely wife, Nadia, I call her my ABCD, and that stands for Durable Brown Caramel Delight. We say if it's not win-win-win, we're not in. But when it's win-win-win, we're all the way in. And so I want to give you a formula, my friend, of how you can create $1 million. And as a matter of fact, one of my good friends, the first guy I ever led to Christ, Myron Golden, was in town doing a meeting today, and I happened to call, and he's in Dallas here, and so he's going to have me come tomorrow to close out. We were joking. I got a picture of us two together when we were 16 years of age, and the day we took another picture 40 years later. But I joke, I said, man, I got a chance to lead him to Christ, and he's the one that led me to business, because he's the one always told me, he said, man, you need to start doing things in business. So many of the things I learn, I'm paying in business training, you do it automatically. And if you'll start doing this business stuff, you can help people, empower people to make a whole lot of money. And at that time, I was like, man, no, I just want to preach. I just understood the order of the Levitical priesthood. I didn't understand the order of Melchizedek, where I could be a king and a priest. And so, my friend, so again, he was the one who opened my eyes to that. What I already announced on what I was going to speak on tonight, and then when I went to hear him, he started talking about a million-dollar formula that he had. And so I was like, oh, my goodness, it just fits to a hand with a glove. So I'm going to give you some of what he said today and his formula, but then tie it into the formula that I want to teach, just to help you to get a perspective, my friend. And I want to say up front, it's never been easier for somebody to make $1 million. As a matter of fact, if you've got big faith, we're going to show you how you could create a $1 billion income literally within the next, I would say, 5 years. Now, again, there's no guarantees. You always take a calculated risk, but when you hear the information I give you, I would think it's a great calculation. As a matter of fact, risk is the ledge that gives winners the edge. Show me a winner, and I'll show you somebody who took a great risk. Show me somebody, my friend, who doesn't accomplish anything, and I'll show you someone who never takes a risk. Again, it's not about a risk. It's about a calculated risk, and you want to make sure it comes out in your favor. And so, my friend, if you're sick and tired of being sick, broke, busted, and disgusted, and I believe by the grace of God, it's time for you to learn how to be rich, growing, and overflowing. Why? Because we're supposed to be blessed so we can be a blessing to others. And I found out you can't help people from an empty wagon. So I'm going to show you how you can fill your wagon up. Whether you want to do like Nadia and I, our goal is to ultimately be supporting 100 missionaries by the grace of God. I don't know what your goals, what your dreams, what your aspirations are. I just know we want to make sure we get money out of the way. So I give you this formula, my friend. We'll see if it can help you. Now, first of all, most people, they're used to working a job. A J-O-B stands for jump out of bed, get on the journey of the broke, and 45 years later, you end up just over broke. A job is where you, most of the time, when you go and work among people you don't like, You work hard enough to keep from being fired. They pay you just enough to keep you from quitting. And the sad tragedy is 85% of people are what we call career disturbed. They don't like their job. They don't like their boss. And they don't like how little they're getting paid. So let's just take at what face value, and that is this. If you can make $12.50 per hour, then over a period of 80 years working 40 hours a week, that would be $1 million. Now, listen, you know, I'm going to tell you about some principles. And, you know, a lot of times people talk about get-rich-quick scheme. Well, I'm going to give you basically a get-rich-quicker system, because the way you're getting rich is too slow. And by the way, my friend, think about this. All you do is rely upon a job, then that means you got sold on this ideal, and I call it the never-get-rich scam. And the matter of fact, get-rich-too-slow scam, right? Matter of fact, to the point where when you pass away, we've got to take up an offering to try to bury you, because you don't even have enough money for that. So think about this, my friend. If you make $25 per hour for 40 years, you will end up making $1 million. Now, here's the thing to think about, though. In 40 years, we're not even talking about the 40% you're going to pay in taxes, but in 40 years, we didn't even talk about the mortgage and the rent. We didn't talk about the car payments and the insurance. We didn't talk about any of that. We're just talking about this. I'm telling you, my friend, this is crazy, but I'm going to show you before this call is over how you can make $1 million if you're willing to work now. And if you're a big believer, you can make $1 billion, and here's the kicker, no overhead whatsoever. Ooh, if I was you, I'd stay around to the very end. Now, if you make $50 an hour, if you work for 20 years, you'll make $1 million. If you make $100 per hour and you work for 10 years, 40 hours a week, you'll make $1 million. If you make $200 per hour, for 5 years, working 40 hours a week, you make $1 million. See, what you got to understand, my friend, the problem with the job is it takes too long. I like what Myron said today. He said, you know, wealth is not counted or determined by money per se. It's by time. So, again, my friend, you can see in 80 years at $12.50 an hour, you'll make $1 million, but that's too slow. That's too long. And by that time, you will have spent more than $1 million just on your expenses. So I'm saying, my friend, and most people will never get to the place where they make $200 per hour. So again, my friend, at $200 per hour, working 40 hours a week for 5 years, you would make $1 million. I'm going to show you a different way. Now watch this, my friend. What about this? You could get a book like I have, write a book, or sell a CD, or have some product. And if you have a $20 product, if you sell 50,000 copies, you can make $1 million. Well, most people don't have the skill to do that, right? So if you had a $200 product, Myron said today, you could sell it for you sell 5,000 units or copies, and you make $1 million. If you have a $2,000 product, you just sell 500 of those, you make $1 million. If you have a $20,000 product, you sell 50 of those, you make $1 million. And if you have a $200,000 product, you sell five, you make $1 million. Most people don't have their own products or services or whatever that they can sell, and most people don't have the skill to sell at that level, which, by the way, is one reason why my website, www.breakthroughsellingsystems.com, breakthroughsellingsystems.com, where I teach on the art of selling without selling, or how to sell without being a sellout. But what I'm saying is I've just given you – those are some other million-dollar formulas, but most people, they either don't have a product, they don't have a coaching package, you know, or they don't have the skills, the exposure to sell to that many people. But that, however, the job situation is probably the hardest way. This way is hard too, but many of you don't even have the skills, so let me see if we can give you a little easier one. How about this? What about if there is a way to buy what I call an educational package where you get bonuses? Well, these bonuses of tokens, the bonus of a split, like a stock, when a stock splits, it doubles, and the bonus of mining turns a token into a coin, and the bonus of the coin appreciating in value. I bought my educational package a year and a half ago. It was $1.40 a coin. Now it's at $8.40 a coin. It's projected to be at about $25 a coin in a year. And so, and then my friend eventually will be at $120 a coin, but I'll break that down later. But let me just give you the formula. So think about this, my friend. If you can get 50,000 coins, if it hits $200 per coin, you made $1 million. Now, by the way, there's no overhead here. By the way, there's no selling here. By the way, there's no ownership involved. There's just you purchase. And by the way, we've been taught to be consumers anyway, but now I say you're purchasing something. See, watch this, my friend. Ooh, this is so good. And first of all, it's an educational package, so it's a tax deduction. It's an expense. But my lovely wife, my beautiful wife, Nadia, and I tell people she's more beautiful inside than she is outside, but she taught me something years ago. She said, baby, when you spend money, it's gone. She said, but when you circulate money, it goes out and it comes back, a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. I said, oh, I like that. Say that again. She said, when you spend money, it's gone. But when you circulate money, it goes out and it comes back, a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. So ever since then, in the Harris household, we've dedicated ourselves to get this meant, circulate our money, and also to create assets. Again, when the money goes out and it comes back, a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. So I'm going to tell you about this special educational package you can get with the bonus of tokens, a bonus of a split, the bonus of mining that turns tokens into coins, the bonus of the coins appreciating in value. And again, my friend, if you can get 100,000 of these coins and it hits $10 per coin, you can make $1 million. As a matter of fact, if you get 1,000 of these the coins by buying your educational package, and again, you see, I don't have a Series 7 license, and I don't have a security license, so we don't sell investments. We don't sell coins or even tokens, but we do sell an educational package that has several bonuses, and don't we all love bonuses? Like I said, bonus number one, you get bonus tokens. Bonus number two, of a split, the tokens double. Bonus number three, it gets mined. The tokens get turned into coins. And bonus number four, the best of them all, the coin appreciates in value. Thus far, it's been appreciating at a rate of 16% per month. And my friend, I'm telling you, it's going to get bigger and it's going to get better. And there's a huge announcement coming this Monday that you don't want to miss. But think about this, my friend. As a matter of fact, let me go just one step further. If you want a $1 billion formula, listen carefully now. If you want a $1 billion formula, all you'd have to learn to do is get 1 million coins. And if these 1 million coins, if it hits $1,000 per coin, you have $1 billion. Now, in case you get a little, say, well, wait a minute, Doc, that's too far out. No, you're going to hear from a guy who has had some million-dollar days. Now, Bone Crusher Smith, former heavyweight boxing champ of the world, had a $1 million day, but, man, it cost him. I mean, he had to get beat up some folks, I mean, it's a crazy thing, man. But now he's learning to work smarter, and now he's positioning himself to prosper. My wife and I wrote a powerful book, Position to Prosper, and the whole theme or thesis is positioning is everything, timing is everything else. You see, change comes, those who resist the change get run over. Those who embrace the change go for a ride of their lives. And I'm telling you, it's never been easier to make $1 million. I'm talking about in the span of 5 to 6 years. Get this now, and some of you will do a lot faster, but I'm saying, but even a billionaire, and I'll tell you and show you and prove to you why it's possible, and not just possible, it's actually probable. I talked to a gentleman today that already has 20 million coins, and he just learned about this concept 6 months ago. I talked to a gentleman today who we've got some educational packages. He bought one of the top ones. He just bought another one today. But I told him about this new Supreme pack we have. And my friend, he is now planning on buying that. And I mean, I can't even tell you how many millions of coins that comes with. But I'm saying this, my friend. I'm telling you, what if you would have been back during the gold rush times and people left everything to take a chance to go out to California and so forth, and to go out west and to get the gold, my friend. Well, there's something even more precious than that type of gold. It's called internet gold, and I'm going to break it down to you. But again, I'm going to give you again how you can accumulate these coins. The name of this game is to accumulate as many coins as you possibly can at the lowest price that you can, and then do teach and show others how to do the same. So, again, from the beginning of time, the 1750, we live in the agricultural age. That was almost 2,000 years. Now, listen carefully. At that time, those who owned the land owned the wealth. And the best way to get wealthy back then was to own land. You were either born rich or poor. I mean, it was like almost literally almost impossible to break that cycle. I mean, you were either born rich, you inherited, or you were just poor. There was no such thing as a middle class, my friend. That's where the term landlord and landlady came from, by the way, during this time. But change was very slow. Most people never saw any technological changes. People worked from sun up to sundown, and they worked 7 days a week. There was no such thing as retirement. You worked until you died. And, my friend, this is where the get-rich-quick scheme talk came from. And think about this. Everything was slow. Why? It's like the crops. You had to wait for the gestation period. Like Pastor Willie Toon, who's about to be a bishop in the Detroit area, he talked about being planting crops with cotton and so forth, and usually would be around April time, and they couldn't harvest it until August or September. And so in between that time, you couldn't do anything. You had to wait for the crops. You had to wait for the gestation period. And, my friend, everything moved slow. That was a 2,000-year period. Now, from 1750 to 1950, a 200-year, during this time of the industrial age, the machines equaled wealth. That's where Rockefellers made their money with the oil and Carnegie's with the steel. And, my friend, work now became easier. Why? Because of the invention of machines, and the people that owned the machines owned the wealth. And guess what, my friend? Things are starting to move faster now. And get this, this is where the 40-hour work week was introduced and the 5-day-a-week work week instead of 7. And now people were being recruited from the fields to the factories, and they surely was willing to go. Why? Because it's more convenient. You're out of the elements of the field and in the factories. And now for the first time, people had discretionary time and discretionary income. Hence, the Sunday afternoon drive started during this time. The middle class was created. And retirement became a thing. It came into being. Now, this is where night school and eventually college came into being, because they would hire people to work the machines, to manage the machines, and then they would say to somebody sharp, hey, we'll send you to school, and then we'll pay you extra because you will manage the people that manage the machines, or we'll have you, you know, supervise the people who are running these machines. And it was during this time, this 200-year period of the industrial age, 1750 to 1950, this is the time, my friend, where literally it was true, and that is all 50 states I've spoken in, 28 countries. Now, most of the countries haven't picked up on this, but all 50 states in the United States have, and that is they all been taught go to school, get good grades, go to college, get better grades, get a job, live happily ever after. Now, that made sense during the industrial age, but if you understand we're no longer in that age, it no longer makes sense. As a matter of fact, you know, that the best education people would get back then was in eighth grade. In the eighth grade, that was all they did. But during the Depression, now all of a sudden, my friend, they have these young boys hanging out on the street corners, and all of a sudden gangs were started. So they started high school. Get this now. During the Depression time, they started high school literally to keep teenagers off the streets and out of the gangs. And the sad thing is people today are still trying to use the same formula that worked during the industrial age. Now, from 1950 to 1978, the distribution age, and this is less than 20 years, and this is where those who controlled the outlets controlled or had the wealth. This is where franchising was introduced, and chain stores and restaurants and vending machines and even network marketing. That's amazing to me. A lot of people today call it a scam. Listen, SCAM stands for steals credibility and money. No, my friend, network marketing is not a scam. As a matter of fact, my friend, there are now every major college has some course on home-based business or network marketing, and people still call it a scam. They look at it talking about a pyramid scheme. Well, first of all, a pyramid is the strongest structure in history. Your government is set up on a pyramid structure. The military is set up on a pyramid structure. Your church is set up on a pyramid structure. Your family is set up on a pyramid. Everything, the strongest things that ever lasted are based on a pyramid structure. But again, it was during this distribution age when Ray Kroc, my friend, he developed with the McDonald's brothers. He saw what they had, and he developed the chain and became one of the first billionaires outside of John Paul Getty. But also it was Sam Walton, who, when he died, his wife and his children became the second, third, fourth, and fifth richest people in the world simply because he knew and operated in the age in which he lived. Now, the formula I gave you, my friend, think about this. On the job formula, it'll never work during the agriculture age and even during the industrial age. But, my friend, maybe during the distribution. But listen, here's what I'm trying to tell you, my friend. The time is gone now. But watch this. 1978 to 1994, the technology age, and that's where the knowledge of technology equaled wealth. And that's where billionaires, being a billionaire, came into vogue. The Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak and Larry Ellis and Bill Gates and Michael Dell and so forth. And computer programming was hot. The dot-com boom was there, my friend. And now, my friend, the knowledge of technology, and especially during computers and so forth, it was on like popcorn, my friend, and everything was incredible. But then from 1994 to 2004, the information age, and by the way, this is the first time that people could get wealthy without owning anything. Think about this. It's the first time you can get wealthy without owning anything. So the people who controlled information and distilled it created the wealth. And so Google AdSense came into being, and people made hundreds of thousands of dollars a month as affiliates. This is where infopreneuring came into being, and being an infopreneur. In other words, if you could get out good information, people would pay a lot of money. This is a time when I was paid as much as $47,000 to speak 1 hour. Now, Bone Crusher, don't worry about it. You guys get a discount tonight. But anyway, hey, listen, my friend. And from there, they went to the techno-social digital age where if you educated in an entertaining way, that's 2004 to about 2010. Like, you know, that's where the reality shows and Facebook was born, in the e-books and the MP3s and the MP4s. All kind of money was being made. And Spike Lee and the Russell Simmons and the Jeff Foxworthys and the Oprah Winfreys and eventually the Tyler Perrys and now the Steve. I'm saying, listen, my friend, it's incredible during this time, but I believe that 2010 to the present time, I call it the digital solution age. Listen carefully. The digital solution age, and the first is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin came out, you know, 2010. They had the financial crash. In January of 2009, started Bitcoin launched. It was 10 cents a coin. Now, think about this, my friend. It was only 10 cents a coin, and everybody laughed. They said it's a Ponzi scheme. They said it's a scam. They said it won't work. But I'm telling you, Bitcoin went from 10 cents a coin. Listen carefully. Write this down. Note takers are money makers. And the weakest ink is stronger than the strongest memory. From January of 2009 to get this now, 2013, it went from 10 cents a coin to $1,200 per coin. As a matter of fact, Warren Buffett, worth $67 billion, one of the greatest economic minds of our times, he told everybody, don't buy any Bitcoin. It's just a mirage. Job 32:9 says, great men are not always wise. What does that mean? That means just because somebody's great doesn't mean in every area they're wise. And because people listened to Warren Buffett, they lost out. You know why? Because Bitcoin, watch this, ushered in an area where it made more millionaires in a shorter amount of time than any other time in history. Hey, listen carefully, my friend. You see, when you think of where we are today, the agricultural age where land equaled wealth, well, that's the land of the internet. And the industrial age where machines equal wealth, well, that's the computer that you have in your presence. And the distribution age where the outlets equal wealth, again, that's found in your computer, my friend, and the different outlets you're going to get. And then the technology age, the knowledge of tech, it's all, again, in your computer, my friend. And the information age and the social digital, all that combined is what we have right now, my friend, and especially with digital currency. You see, my friend, we are right now almost $21 trillion in debt. They keep printing money that they don't have. President Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard August 15, 1971. So our money is no longer backed by gold. It's just backed by faith that people have, thinking it's still backed by gold. And any day now, like in Germany years ago, a wheelbarrow of money it will take to buy a loaf of bread. And listen, my friend, just like Bitcoin, it went from 10 cents a coin to $1,200 per coin. Any other age, it couldn't have done it, my friend. It wouldn't have worked. But this is the time. And notice, my friend, every age, things are going faster and faster and faster. As a matter of fact, I found an old picture I'm going to put up on Facebook showing in 1993 versus 2013. In 1993, you had this big, ugly-looking computer. In 1993, you had this big old video recorder. In 1993, you had the big old BlackBerry. In 1993, you had the watches and the Walkmans and the cameras and the cordless phones and the calculator, and all of that from 1993 and 2013 is all comprised in one little phone. Did you hear me? Is it a scam or is it a breakthrough? See, some people think that having all these devices consolidated into one place seems to be too good to be true. And some of you will think the formula I'm giving you, what I'm talking about, is too good to be true. But actually, it's good and true if you have an ear. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Now, add to this the fact that the price of this little thing called a smartphone is less than one-third of the price it would take to buy all those eight objects, my friend, and yet it's all crammed into one, and our smartphones today have even more technology than that, my friend. So what I'm telling you is this: you have got to understand to make a shift in your mind and stop spending money, stop consuming, stop buying things that, my friend, keep depreciating, and you need to start circulating your money and work on creating some assets, some things that make money for you. By the way, if you have a job, as I mentioned, and let's say you make, again, $25 per hour, if you work 40 hours, you'll make $1 million. Don't you know the man or the woman who pays you $1 million is going to probably make at least 10 or 15 million off you to pay you $1 million? I'm saying, my friend, you've been making other people rich long, and you've been working so hard, and it's taken so long. You see, I tell the story all the time. When I went off to Bible college, man, as a young 17-year-old teenager in 1978, I'll never forget, my friend. And I graduated from high school, and then in that September went off to Bible college. I'll never forget, my friend, got on that Greyhound bus, and it was a 2.5-day trip to go from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to Hammond, Indiana. 2.5 days. That Greyhound bus seemed like it stopped every stop. But I didn't really know any better because, you know, hey, that never been to Hammond before, and there was my time. But watch this. But then coming back for Thanksgiving, I found some guys who were carpooling, and I paid them some money. I could ride with them because one guy, he lived in Ceiling Grove. I'm from Harrisburg, and that's only about 25 minutes away. So I could pay him a certain amount of money and drive with him and a couple other guys. So I did, and guess what? The same trip didn't take 2.5 days this time. Didn't even take a day this time. It took 12 hours. Get this now. We took turns driving. We drove through the night. It took 12 hours, and all of a sudden I was there. Now, how many of you know that once that 2.5-day trip, I could do it in 12 hours. How many of you know I wasn't about to get on anybody's Greyhound bus for 2.5 days to get to some place that I could do in 12 hours? But then Christmas time, and Mama surprised me. Mama bought me a plane ticket. I got on that plane, and 2 hours and 15 minutes later, I landed in my destination. Now, listen carefully. How many of you know that I had enough sense that if, get this, my friend, that once I had a two-hour and 15-minute trip by plane, I didn't even want to get on a 12-hour car ride, and surely wasn't going to get on no 2.5-day bus ride. And I'm telling you, my friend, through what I'm teaching you, you can get off the Greyhound bus to your success and get on the jet to your success, my friend. But I'm telling you, it takes a different mindset. I'm telling you, and that's why we call this being an edu-powered-preneur, a synergistic blend of the educational system, the empowerment system, and the entrepreneurial system all wrapped up in one. So my friend is a lady named Dr. Ruja Ignatova, and she developed her own company, and we have partnered with her and her company because here's what happened. Bitcoin, by the way, and all of the so-called scam talk and the government's going to shut it down and, you know, it'll never last. By the way, do you know Newsweek magazine came out with an article and said why the internet will fail? And they were wrong, right? I mean, today we can look back and laugh at it, but I'm saying they didn't understand the power of the internet. You may not understand the power of cryptocurrency like a friend of mine named Shanna. My other friend Carl talked to her, and Shanna said to Carl, I can't even spell cryptocurrency. But you know what, Carl? I trust you. She got started, and today she's worth several million dollars. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen for you. I can't make you any guarantees. There's no guarantees. You always take a calculated risk. But I can tell you one thing. If God did it for somebody, God can do it for anybody. But God didn't make you an anybody. God made you a somebody. And I'm telling you, my friend, that out of almost 3 million active students and customers in 197 countries spanning 6 continents, it's a pretty good calculated risk to take when you find out that not one single person has lost a dime. Listen, my friend, I'm telling you, this thing is powerful. This thing is practical. Bitcoin last year was declared a commodity and a currency. And as of today, there's 150 different colleges and universities are teaching the course now on cryptocurrency. But it's not free. Oh, no, 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 no. They're paying between, get this now, 500,000 young people. You ought to do the numbers. They're paying between $13,000 to $18,400 to take a course about this digital currency. The government must know something big's coming down the pike. By the way, I believe that digital currency will be our first global currency. I believe it's the gold of the internet, and I believe those who are smart enough to position themselves in front of this wave, you can prosper in an incredible way. Now, Dr. Ruja Ignatova, she's got her degree in law from the University of Oxford. Simultaneously, she graduated with a master's degree in economics from the University of Constance. She's a former partner with McKinsey & Company, former CEO and CFO of one of the largest asset management funds. She's called the Oprah of Bulgaria and the queen of cryptocurrencies. She's written 3 powerful books, and one of them called Learning for Profits. She won Businesswoman of the Year 2 years in a row. And as a matter of fact, she has a 200 IQ. Back up, back up. Let me put that in perspective. Genius IQ is 140. Einstein had 160. Dr. Ruja has a 200. She's part of Mensa, which is the top 2% IQs in the world. And her goal is to reach the world through what she calls TIP, T-I-P, how to trade, invest, and profit through cryptocurrency. That's how she wants to change the world. She spoke at the 4th European Summit among with the president of Bulgaria and heads of states. She has been on the front cover of Forbes magazine through their Brand Voice program. And, of course, it doesn't matter how much money you have. They're not going to let you advertise until they first check you out. She checked out so well, they put her on the front cover. Financial IT magazine sought her out to do an interview, and that hits about 70% of the banks and financial institutions. And I'm telling you, my friend, instead of being like Stanford and Duke and MIT and all those other places where young people, again, 500,000 are paying between $13,000 to $18,000 just to learn about cryptocurrency. She said, how about if I have students that earn faster than they learn? So you buy an educational package, and your educational packages come with a certain amount of tokens. It comes with a split. Like a stock, when a stock splits, it doubles. So when the split happens and the split barometer is at about 96%, and so it'll split for sure before the end of the month, maybe even in the next week or maybe two, I don't know. But I know this, my friend, you are at the right place and it's the right time. I just hope you have the right frame of mind and, more importantly, take the right action and get back to whoever invited you and say, man, I want to position myself to prosper. Listen, how is it that people can for 40 years give their lives working 40 and 50 hours a week and then retire on 40% of what they couldn't afford to live on in the first? How could you dedicate 40 years of your life to that? You can't dedicate 5 to 6 years, my friend, to setting yourself free. I'm telling you, my friend, people under the sound of my voice, some of you, my friend, now you understand it's not just possible to make $1 million. It's probable, my friend. And again, no guarantees. You take a risk. But guess what? Risk is the ledge. It gives winners the edge. The scripture talks about a man who found a treasure. But you know what? He found it on somebody else's land, so he had integrity. So guess what? He couldn't take it, so he buried it. He hid it. And then he went home and he sold everything he had so he can buy the field. Why? Because he knew the treasure that was there. So he's willing to sacrifice, my friend, for a while to have success. I'm going to tell you something. No sacrifice, no success. Little sacrifice, little success. Much sacrifice, much success. And I'm telling you, my friend, I'm giving you a $1 million formula. Here it is again. 1,000 coins. If this hits $1,000 a coin, you will have $1 million in this cryptocurrency. And by the way, there's always two parts. One is buying, selling, and trading. That's phase one. Phase two is usability. And right now, my friend, get this. We're about to get some exciting news. Dr. Ruger promised that starting February, by the way, this will be the year of the merchants, 2017. Her goal is to bring 1 million merchants aboard. Right now, we've got just shy of 3 million active members. Her goal is to have 10 million members. Oh, by the way, we got just shy of 3 million active members and over 14 million names on the book. What merchant wouldn't want to be part of this? What merchant wouldn't want to accept this currency, especially like last month, it jumped up 95 cents per coin. So imagine if you've got 1 million coins, like some of our people have already, that's almost $1 million you made overnight. I'm giving you a $1 million formula where you can do it in a couple years, my friend. I'm talking about if you really put this thing in practice. And by the way, there's three ways to get these coins. Again, you can't buy the coins. You got to buy the educational package. And then you get the bonus tokens, and then you get the split, and then you get mine that turns the tokens into coins, and then the coins appreciate in value. And the bigger packages, my friend, have auto mining. I call it buy it and forget it, right? The other packages, I call it set it and forget it. Once it splits, you set it to mining by clicking the button, bam, it's done. The other big packages, like I had a guy today that met with me, he bought the big $15,000 package. Matter of fact, he put me on the phone with a guy. And that guy saw that we had a $30,000 educational package. When I was explaining to him about the $1 billion formula, he said, well, I want to get as close as I can. And so he bought that package. And then another gentleman, I'm saying, listen, my friend, people, and you can get started for as little, get this now, as little as $155 right now. That's the beginning starter pack. Start somewhere. Get in where you fit in, my friend. But guess what? We got a 16-month window before this thing goes public. My wife said to me, baby, it'd be wonderful. We could own stock in the company. I said, sweetie, I don't think you quite get it. Every coin is like a stock. It's like a share. How many shares? Hey, if this thing, when it hits $25 a coin, how many coins do you want to have? If it hits $120 a coin, how many coins? By the way, where do I get these numbers from? Well, Bitcoin reached $1,200 a coin. And by the way, this was patterned after Bitcoin, except Dr. Ruger saw problems with it. And she was consulting companies and telling them the problems, and they said, if you're so smart, make your own and make it better. Well, you can't talk like that to a powerful woman unless you wanted to do it. So she did it. So guess what, my friend? This is bigger. This is better. I call this 10 times better, my friend, but watch this. Bitcoin hit $1,200 a coin in a four-year period, and we already have 10 times more members. So it stands to reason. We could easily do 10%, which is $120. But if Bitcoin hit $1,200, why couldn't we hit 1,000? Especially since we have the merchants aboard. Now, listen carefully. I've got some Bitcoin. This is not the time to buy Bitcoin. I mean, a couple of days ago, I mean, I bought it when it was, I think it was like $790, and it went up to $950, and so I sold. And then 2 days later, it went to $1,100, and I was mad. But then the other day, yesterday, it was down to $769. And I was, listen, if you were a merchant, you'd be going crazy. Some merchants will go out of business like that. But this coin has been going up month after month after month. I got a 30-year-old son that bought a package a year and a half ago. Listen, my friend, I don't know. Joshua, did you get a chance to get on the call tonight? I'm not sure if he's out there. You can hit start. I mean, just hit one if you're out there. But by the way, all of my grown children have their own packages. All of my family members have their own packages. I'm going to tell you something. I really believe that this will be the greatest vehicle, the transfer of wealth in these end days. And if you can have the faith to get a million coins, if it hits $1,000 a coin, you will be a billionaire with no overhead. There's never been a time when you can make money faster and easier than right now. Steve Shulin, can you come to the front of the call? Steve Shulin, I believe you're out there, and, man, amazing gentleman, bone crusher. Again, I invited Dr. Bob Matthews, and Dr. Bob invited Steve, and Steve's got a testimony that fits into this, what I'm teaching, and then I'm going to have to turn it back over to you guys. But, Steve, can you share your story, Steve Shulin? And then I think we've got Steve Stuckey out there too. But, Steve Shulin, are you available, sir? All righty. Hit one, and that should let you in.
Oh, I'm in now.
Hey.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Hello, everybody. I'd just like to say that I've been financially successful all my life. I'm 62 years old. I got into home business back shortly before our first child was born, and it's been a real blessing. I always knew I could become a millionaire. But the way I was doing my home business, I chose one that used every bit of my skills and knowledge that I developed in a radiation protection at commercial nuclear power plants. And I made a pretty good living in a home-based business doing a newsletter. But it was not duplicatable. And I never reached that $1 million, by the way. At any one time, I spent more than $1 million, and I earned more than $1 million, but I never had $1 million at the same time. But here in the last few months, I just want to tell you that Dr. Breakthrough's description of $1 million formula and the $1 billion formula is very possible, very duplicatable. This next split, we're 95% of the way to the next split. That means the next split's going to happen pretty soon. When this next split happens, this will be the last split of my package. I will be over 1 million coins, and I do expect this coin to do better than Bitcoin because it has a much better design to it. It'll be much more usable. It's the business plan that I love the most, but there's a lot that I love about this company. Anyway, so I expect as the coin goes up in value, if it's going to reach the company's goal of 25 euros per coin over the next year or so, that means that the coin's going to increase $1 a coin a month in value. Get your coins now before the price increases. Every month I expect with 1 million coins, and if it goes up $1 a coin, I expect every month to be $1 million month. For me, without doing a thing. And the thing is, you can do things to get money in your pocket right now. You don't have to wait for the coins to appreciate. You can point people to this call and say, get back to me if you're interested in more information. Point people to the call. You don't have to explain it. Just like Bone Crusher did to Dr. Bob, my sponsor. He invited Dr. Bob to come and meet Bone Crusher and meet some other people. And Dr. Bob, I was in the car with Dr. Bob when the call came through, and we were about 20 minutes away. And we said, yeah, we'd be happy to come. And we came, and both of us bought a package that day. Dr. Bob, I think he bought a $3,000 package. And then a few minutes later, I bought, it was like $22,000 package. I want you to know Dr. Bob made more in commission that day because he was my sponsor than he paid for his package to get in. So he was in the black within a day. Pretty doggone cool. And anyway, I urge everybody that I love, and I love everybody, to
yes
get in where you fit in, as Mother Wade has to say. All right, thanks, Dr. Stan.
Wow, thank you, thank you. By the way, folks, did you know that's so powerful? And in 1849, people around the United States, mostly men, borrowed money. They mortgaged their property. They spent their life savings to make the arduous journey to California. Why? In pursuit of the kind of wealth they had never dreamed of. They left their families, their hometowns. Women left behind, took on new responsibilities and so forth. And thousands of would-be gold miners, known as 49ers, traveled across the mountains or by sea to get there to the gold. And my friend here, you don't have to go anywhere. You ain't got to pack up and leave nowhere. And we don't even need you to sacrifice like that. But I'm telling you, you got a 16-month period before this thing goes public. When it goes public, you won't be able to buy any more educational package. And by the way, you can learn from the comfort of your own home. You can take the test. You can get the certificates. But even if you fail, you still win. WIN, wealth increasing nicely. You have something that's an appreciating commodity, my friend, that, again, I'm listening, waiting for this announcement. But I believe in the next couple of weeks, my friend, you'll be able to start utilizing and purchasing, and that is going to take this to the next level. Well, Steve Stuckey, did you jump on real quick? Steve Stuckey, are you out there? Steve Stuckey, press 1, and that'll bring you in. Press 1, Mr. Steve Stuckey. Press 1, that'll bring you into the host key. Steve Stuckey, are you out there? Here's a gentleman, worked for 14 years, 50 hours a week, and got
Dr. Stan,
started
can you hear
with
me?
This concept. Hey, here you go, man. I don't want to steal all your thunder, man, but I was just telling him, buddy, about this million-dollar formula, and I was telling him about all the 14 years of working 50 hours a week, and you're going to tell him the rest of the story and take it from there. Steve Stuckey.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's what happened. My last day at Coca-Cola is this coming Monday. And pretty excited about that. But over 14 years, I worked over 35,000 hours with Coca-Cola. And over the last 20 months, working with this a couple hours a day, I've made more income with this than I've made with Coca-Cola in 14 years. And, you know, that doesn't happen, you know, like at a regular job. It can happen in this. If you put your mind to it, if you work hard, if you go after successful people, sharp people, that's the quick way to success. If you go after people that are broken, busted, and disgusted in life, and they just there's a cloud over them all the time, and they're negative all the time, that's a slow way to success. But if you go after successful people, sharp people, entrepreneurial people, and people that you're scared to talk to, you know, that's a fast cut. And that's what I've been doing, and I continue to do it. And, it's awesome. It really is. And anybody
wow.
on this call can have the same story. You guys can do better than me. You really can, because I didn't come out of the gates running with it. I started slow, and but it doesn't matter how slow you start. It just matters that you finish. And I'm not finished yet. I'm still working, man. And pretty excited
hey,
about it. What's up,
Steve? Well, let me just real quick. I'm going to tell these people how to get more coins, and I'm going to have you finish your story because that your story fits in. So, folks, I'm telling you, you want to get as many coins as fast as you can, and here's the three ways to get coins. Again, you can't buy coins. Nobody on this call, we don't have a Series 7 license. We don't have a security license. We don't sell coins. We sell an educational package, just like, you know, Duke University or New York University, but ours is better because it comes with bonuses, bonus tokens, and a bonus of a split and bonus of mining, turning the token into coin, and the coin appreciates. Steve, when you bought your package, you got coins for what, 40 cents a piece?
Yes, sir.
And now they're at about $8.35 a piece. And listen, projected to go to $25 within a year and perhaps $125 in the next 18 months or so. But I'm telling you, by 5 years, I believe it'll do like Bitcoin, if not better. But listen carefully. Here's how you do. Here's how you get more coins. Number one, you buy your educational package. Get back to whoever invited you. Buy your educational package. That's the first way. Number two, you upgrade the package you have, right? You upgrade. And the beautiful thing is you can always upgrade. Start, get in where you fit in. But listen, as you see the vision more, you can upgrade to a bigger package. And by the way, if you find people that get bogged down, you can buy their package from them, right? But buy your educational package, number one. Upgrade to a bigger package, number two. And number three, and this is why I'm happy to finish, build a team by pointing See, if you can point, you can get paid. See, point them to this call, point them to the website, point them to your senior success line, point them, just point. Stop trying to explain everything. Stop trying to be the expert. See, if you can point, you can get paid. So, number one, you don't have to be the deal. You just have to point them to the deal. Number two, the more you point them to the deal, the more they start associating you with the deal. And then number three, eventually they start thinking you are the deal. So I'm just telling you, my friend, business is booming, checks are zooming. Wait till you hear about Steve's best week. And this has nothing to do with the coins. This is just referring other people who want to get their educational package so they can get their coins and the company rewards you even more. So, Steve, take it away, man.
Thanks, man. And, yeah, my best week was the second week of August last year. And my smallest week was the first week of August, and it was still a pretty good week. I think it was like $2,200 or whatever. My biggest week was the second week, and this is just on building the team. And that week was close to $37,000. And I had a lot of people like coworkers like doubting me and stuff, and so I showed them what was in my bank, and they were like, "Wow, that's pretty awesome." and then some of my I used to have them like giggle at me like and act a little silly like silly people, and so some of them used to be jerks to me like some of the big shots, and then they changed their attitude, they changed their tune, and they started to like the Coke plant is like 60 miles from where I work. And they started driving out to me and meeting me for lunch, wanting to know what I'm doing. I'm like, that's pretty cool. So I'm not driving to meet them. I'm not trying to ask them to look at it. They're reaching out to me and saying, "Hey, we got to meet for lunch. I hear you're doing something really good. I want to know more about it."
Wow.
And so that's pretty awesome. So guys, make a decision. Dr. Stan's right. Don't explain nothing. If you're explaining everything, you're not making anything. You're just making money on the coins increasing. You're not making money on the comp plan. If you can point people, like he's saying, point people to this, you're going to be successful. You're going to be able to make it happen. Don't be it. That's exactly what it is. Don't know it. If you're the know-it-all, it's not good. You're not going to make a lot if you're the know-it-all on the team. But anyways, Dr. Stan, I appreciate everything. I've been in the industry now, Dr. Stan. 20 years. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that 20 years of the industry, and yet you said, 20 months with this, you made the same amount as working 20 years in different businesses? And then
go ahead. I'm sorry.
20 months. 20 months of doing this versus 20 years of different companies that you worked in the home-based business arena, if I remember correctly, you made more in 20 months than you have in 20 years.
20 years plus 14 years with Coca-Cola, yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
And now, by the grace of God, you get to be debt-free, and there's somebody on this line that would love to be debt-free, and this has helped you to do that. And you've been able to bless, give more to your church than you made on your job. There's people that would love to have that. There's pastors and bishops on this line that would love to have church members that would do things like that. And that's why we want to empower you, my friend. And by the way, I'm coming to Detroit the 21st of this month. We're going to have a powerful meeting up there. And I think we'll get a chance to speak there with Bishop Toon and Bishop
Buford.
Yeah, all
right. Yeah, you're going to be there.
Hey, is that you, Pastor Toon?
Yeah. You come in on 21st, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Say a quick word, and you just tell me about the birds, man. I know we got to get ready to close out, but the Bishop, Pastor Toon, about to be a bishop, real quick.
Oh, yeah. Well, as Lord willing, it's in process right now, Church of God in Christ. And I'll tell Dr. Harris, I've been out there a little while doing a few things, but the chicken got wings, the duck's got wings, and the eagle's got wings. But the last, few years, I've been flying with the chickens. They can fly a little above the fence. The ducks can fly a little above the trees, but eagles can fly down in the sky. So when I hooked up with Dr. Harris, I'm flying with eagles now. So I'm trying to tell everybody, make your decision who you're going to fly with. And he come in and saw it, and I'm about to hook him up with all the bishops here and see if we fly with eagles across the nation.
Wow.
So
powerful, powerful, man.
Yeah,
and
so,
went from being a sharecropper to soaring with the Eagles. Come on, somebody. So
folks, yeah,
listen,
a sharecropper
got that.
Oh yeah, you know, sharecropper. You know, you plant the seeds in April, and then it'll be about August before you gather some cotton, and then you go
wow.
to the gym and fill up. But God has brought us a mighty long ways, and I give God the praise, the glory, and honor tonight. And, you know, I was telling my congregation, we're in consecration, the Lord gave me a vision for 2017, new scene in 2017. And the next day, Dr. Harris, one of my members went down to pay her taxes, whatever I told her about this scene. And she did a consecration. God blessed her with 1740. She got down there, taxes would not due. And the Lord blessed me before the year was out, the $5,000 decrease on my insurance. And then another brother down in Indianapolis said about what we were doing in consecration. He sent the church $2,500. So after I began to get involved with Dr. Harris, it seems as if the Lord has opened up Winston Avenue. So when they get here on the 21st, I don't know what God's going to do. But God
wow.
knows everything. See, the cows on the hill
awesome.
Belong to him, and the potatoes down under the hill belong to him, and the corn in the field belong to him, Dr. Harris. So my steak is on the hill. My potatoes on the hill, and my bread is in the field. So looking under him, huh? So
awesome.
We believe in God going to increase wealth across the nation. And those that have been waiting for the Lord to send on the latter rain, the Lord told me, I said, Lord, why? That he just started blessing me. He said, well, because you never asked me. So I want to say to those on the line tonight, let's keep on crying out to God for salvation, healing, deliverance, and financial blessing. And that's what it happened.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Harris. We look forward to seeing you.
Hey. Awesome. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate it. And thank you. All you guys gave testimonies and some others. Bone Crusher, I know we're out of time, man, so if we want to close it out, and then if anybody's got questions, I'll hang on right to do questions. But, folks, tomorrow, if you know anybody in Fort Worth, I'm doing a meeting tomorrow in Fort Worth from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock in Fort Worth. 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock in Dallas. I'm speaking from a good buddy, Myron Golden, for his millionaire intensive meeting at 5. And then Monday, we got another meeting here in Addison, Texas, Addison just outside Dallas. And, folks, again, the 21st, meet us up in Detroit. Or if you know somebody up there, get with Bev Richardson. And I'm telling you, my friend, business is booming. It might be cold up there, but it's going to get on fire by the time we get there. So.
I think
12 Beverly, we'll get that information. Beverly Richardson.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We'll
okay.
get that information.
Thank
well, thank you very much. All right, Bone Crusher Smith, former heavyweight boxing champ of the world, made $1 million in one day, becoming the heavyweight champ of the world, but that's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but we just gave you a formula that you can do it. So stop trying to do it the long way, and let's get involved with this thing, man, and see if we can't help you out, my friend. And so God bless you, and remember, today, get this now, it takes one person, it takes one decision, it takes one action to change your life forever. You are that person. You must decide, and you must take action. All right, Bone Crusher.
Thank you, Dr. Breakthrough, and all the guests tonight. We enjoyed it, and I'm on my way to accumulating and doing that $1 million a day in this opportunity. So I'm excited, and thank you all, and y'all have a good night.
All right,
thank you, Bone Crusher, for letting me get in the golden ring with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Bob.
Bob.
Thank you.
Great call.
Have a good night.
Good night.